Hello, welcome to 400 Thoughts. This is your host, The Driver, and this is episode 34, The Price of Progress. I know in a lot of these episodes I'll talk about not ideal or less than preferable or not helpful. I probably say that quite a bit, and in this episode I'm going to talk about the idea of progress or improvement. And I am not referring to more left-leaning politics of what people would call the progressive movement or the progressive politics. That means and can be defined very narrowly into certain policies. That's not what I mean. And maybe that's a question for people on the opposite end of the political spectrum to ask people of those movements of what exactly do you mean by progress? Are you, what makes those policy proposals actually improve or make the current situation better? That's probably a question that people on the right ask the people on the left, and people on the left could probably ask the same question of, you know, you are the conservatives, what exactly you're trying to conserve? It can go back and forth. But what I would say is, what this specific episode is about money. This episode is strictly about money and resources. And what is extraordinarily frustrating to see other people communicate to others when it comes to, I would say, perceived large amounts of money being allocated in areas or for purposes that they would not agree with. So you can file this under more than one thing can be true sort of issues. So can there be two worthy causes worth resources and money that people of two people or two groups, both of goodwill, can spend their time, treasure, and talent on at the same time? Yes. If you don't think that's true, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm telling you you're wrong because I don't know how you could go through a single day without acknowledging that a doctor and a fireman and a teacher are all doing very important things in their own skill set. And you would not yell at any one of those professions, those really easy professions, not easy professions, but ones that it would be weird to be like, I'm pro-fire. I wish children were dumb and sick people should be sick forever. That'd be weird. So you, at least it's understood that three people of three different professions can be serving different populations in order to make whatever situation better, whether that's putting a fire out or helping somebody in a medical distress if you're a firefighter, if you're a doctor, providing surgery or physical therapy or whatever doctors need to do to help patients or nurses, that includes doctors and nurses and teachers, to teach children, to help them grow in wisdom and experience and critical thinking. So they're all helping different people with different problems at the same time, and that's fine. So I don't understand how that idea does not transfer over to people that maybe don't have the skills but might have their resources or just the dollar bills to donate to causes or support programs that are different. I don't understand this. So this is very evident anytime I see any advancements in technology or maybe certain entertainment areas, of when somebody would post something and be excited about it, and a person will try to cut down that individual that post by saying, yeah, it cost billions of dollars to do that, and don't you know there's people dying of starvation, or there's people that need disaster relief here, or insert cause, you're not giving money or you're spending your time on this. You can't win. You cannot win. Probably the one that I don't know, I just don't understand it is, so you got this guy named Elon Musk who's trying to do a bunch of different projects, and one of the things he's trying to do is he's trying to get to Mars. And I think that's pretty cool. I think that's pretty neat. I have no intention ever going to Mars, but I think it'd be a pretty cool thing for the humans of Earth to achieve technologically and kind of as an aspirational goal for us as a species to get to another planet. That'd be pretty sweet. But any development or any progress in that direction, you see different posts of people saying, you're going to spend billions of dollars in this when... there are
people in America that can't afford health insurance. There's people in this country that just suffered this tragedy. And this could be framed in the general question, rhetorical question and stupid question of why is the government spending money on this when they could be doing it, spending their money on this instead? Well, I hate to break it to you, but you're not the boss. Hopefully the people, Congress controls the purse strings and they should be elected officials. They say where the money should go, and if you voted for them, then you trusted them to balance the budget and make the decisions that should reflect their constituency. So shut up, maybe? I don't know. I mean, if you say the government's spending too much money in this area but not in the other, I don't know how to respond to that because I'm not in the government, so I'm not really responsible for those sorts of decisions, but there probably is a reason why they're spending money on this instead of that. Or an easier question would be to ask of private equity partners or businesses of, you know, why are you trying to do this, do X, when you could have been spending time doing Y? Well, if you were to ask, say, the one of, you know, why are we trying to get to Mars when there's no COVID vaccine? Okay, so in the case of SpaceX or NASA or other international space programs and whatnot, what do you want them to do? I mean, if you said, hey, company, SpaceX, or hey, NASA, you didn't make a vaccine. Well, no shit, they didn't make a vaccine. They're engineers, they're physicists, they're mathematicians. They're not biologists, they're not chemists. They don't know how the hell to make a vaccine. What do you want them to do? It's like, you know, you're yelling at a teacher for not fixing your cat's diabetes. Like, what do you they can't do it. They're not skilled for it. They can't help you. Well, you're spending billions or millions of dollars on this instead of my project. Two things can happen at the same time. Like, if we get to Mars and we get a vaccine for COVID, that's a win-win. You know, the scientists that can make the vaccines do that, and the engineers that can get us to Mars do that. You can be working on two projects at the same time, and they both can cost a lot of money, but By saying any government subsidies that go to SpaceX or go to any other program that is millions or billions of dollars, and you say no, it should be moved over to this thing, you know, you're not being helpful. You're not progressing multiple projects at the same time. You know, and in different areas too, by saying, hey, getting to the moon is less important than a vaccine now. There's people dying now. Stop that program. Even if they were to stop that program and you were to allocate money to the vaccine, so you cancel any funding, all the equity partners by law, by penalty of death or whatever, have to shift all of the money that would be going towards this project to the vaccine. Does money really make things go faster for something that's as complex of, you know, the whole damn world's working on this vaccine, and it's it hasn't been a year yet, but there's a lot of very smart people working on it. Did just tripling the money get it done faster? Or do you actually need some sort of discovery, some sort of mental, you know, skill in order to come up with it? It's like, I don't know, if you could quadruple the budget of anything, does that necessarily mean you're going to get results faster? No. I mean, you could have the entire world spend money on trying to solve the problem of, I'm trying to make this frivolous so it'll be a bit silly. You have the entire world at gunpoint has to solve the problem of where do eels breed? I think that was a mystery that some scientists haven't figured out. Where do eels come from? Where do they breed? Is that something, if you could get all the world scientists to work on, that we could get an answer? Maybe. But by saying it's a $5 billion project versus a $10 billion project, what are you getting? What's the difference in returns you're getting from doubling the budget or quadrupling the budget? I mean, you'd still just need to figure out where the heck the breeding grounds are, which is just a discovery. You just find that place. You locate that place. If it's seasonally based, you figure out what time of year and you find that location. That's it. By adding more money, you're not making it go any faster. There is a certain sequence of chemicals or combinations of different things that will get you a vaccine to this coronavirus that will not harm the host that you put the vaccine into. It does exist. I'm sure it exists. We haven't figured that out yet. So by quadrupling the money, yes, you might be able to get more resources, but just figuring out that combination, it's a biological combination password. That's all it is. You got to figure out what that password is. Can adding money help you get that password faster? Yes, you could probably get more staff. Yes, you could get more computers and other resources that would crack the code faster. Yes. But I would like to think that at some certain point, there is a level of diminished returns where the more money you add, it's not really significantly impacting your ability to get to the answer faster. Is there a certain dollar amount? And I mean, that's the whole idea of businesses, is they want to find exactly what they want to cut costs as low as possible and increase profits as much as possible without injuring quality, to make things the most profitable and succeed and expand. So as an investor or somebody that's trying to do something, if you gave SpaceX $10 billion or $20 billion or $40 billion, is there a point in which no matter how much money you throw at that problem, it's still just an engineering question of, yeah, we've got all the stuff, we've got all the math, we got it all figured out. Adding more money to this is not going to make it happen any faster. It's just not. I mean, you can add more money, you can add more personnel and more resources, and you might be able to get it done maybe a year or two faster, but there's got to be a limit to the money of where you're not really helping anymore. A really good example of this would be the modern wars that America has gotten into. You can add more money and more money, but does that necessarily mean that we beat the terrorizers? Maybe not. Maybe more money doesn't solve it. Maybe it's smarter tactics, forming better relationships with different coalitions from different countries or the tribal leaders in that area to actually become allies. You know, that doing the process better might be better than adding more money to the problem. You could do this about education. You could, and this would be, some people would disagree, but you can give schools more money. You can siphon more monies into education, but there's probably a certain number per student. We'll say per student per year, and we'll make them a first grader. So there's probably, let's say it's $1,000. Say $1,000 is the sweet spot.
That after $1,000 per first grader for 1 year of education, that is the sweet spot. That if you go up to $2,000 of however the state's funding, you do not increase the learning ability of the child. This is maybe a tricky topic, because you could say, well, yeah, you can't, no matter how much money you spend, we're going to assume that there is a certain area in which every child has a capacity to learn, given the skill set of the ideal teacher and the ideal teacher or the materials that would be needed for each first grader would be $1,000. So if you add $2,000, you're not impacting it. $5,000 is not enough. You're going to have to give them older books, or maybe you can't afford the best teaching staff or the best facilities that would facilitate a good learning environment for the child. $500, not enough. $1,000 is enough. $2,000, you're not helping anymore, because all you need, that sweet spot, is $1,000 to actually solve the problem. I think that's true. I might be making things up, but I think that's true, that there is a limit to which, no matter how much money you throw at a problem, it's not going to help. I think that's true. Yep. That's what I like to kind of summarize this specific thought of, is people can try to improve the world in different fields with different talents, and they might require large amounts of money to do that. And just because they're working on a different project doesn't mean they don't care about or they're not sympathetic to other needs. So is Elon Musk a monster because he has not solved the lunchroom debt situation that's plaguing some students in the nation? No. He's working on a different problem set. Does that mean that local people or the government cannot somehow figure out how to get rid of school lunch debt? No. You don't have to pick and choose. You can do both. We can have different people with different skills work on different problems with different pots of money. And it doesn't mean that you have to cut down one or the other, saying that this community organizer is against science because they're not contributing money to the, you know, giant Hadron Collider or nuclear fission project in Brazil, or this telescope or this cancer treatment project or whatever. Whatever the case is, people will have different skill sets that allow them to work on different projects that have different pots of money, and that's fine. It's okay. We'll all make the world a better place given the time and talent and treasure that we put into each one of our goals and each one of our projects that we're working on. So this is a chill out Girl Scout for anybody that doesn't think you can walk and chew gum at the same time, whoever that might be. So yes, you might be horrified to realize that some companies spent so much money, and one that was recent in the news was the military was given a bunch of money for COVID relief package, and they spent a bunch of it on the new uniforms. Okay, they spent the money not the way that you would have liked it to have been done, but those uniforms are really good looking. They're gonna make me look really fly, make me look like a World War II soldier, so I'm not complaining. I'm gonna look fresh. Yeah, the whole question of you're spending money the wrong way, either from one individual to the other, to between companies or governments, it may be true, it may be valid in some cases, but the cross topic question of, hey, person in field A, you're wrong because you're doing that. You should be focused on field B. Just shut up. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Like, yeah, if we're fine with, as we go about our daily lives with people working on different jobs, you would not say if all their jobs are important and serve a need that they're wasting their time and they're spending their skills or their careers in the wrong area. No, you wouldn't do that between individuals. I don't know why you'd have to do it with businesses or governments, even though corporations and governments are much larger and they're using bigger pots of money. They're probably trying to solve multiple problems that are all very important, and they have different values assigned to each one. And maybe the government is spending too much on the military and not enough on education, or too much on education and not enough on the military, because we don't know what that good-looking $1,000 a year per whatnot. Like, it would be amazing if we had a machine that could spit out the exact number, dollars and cents, of how we can win a war. That'd be great, so we wouldn't overspend on wars. Or have an amazing machine that would say how much the actual cost per student is. That'd be sweet. We don't have that, so sometimes we underspend or overspend. We're not there yet. We don't have that science down, and we can know that, because those are very complex topics. Teaching a child and winning a war are very complicated. So maybe that machine will never exist. But either way, cross-topic debates on finances is very silly. So if you do that, stop doing that. And yeah, that's it for this episode of 400 Thoughts. I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, and I'll talk to you soon. I wish children were dumb, and sick people should be sick forever. Just shut up. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. Yep.